Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 25th of August, and you're very welcome once again to Bali Baptist Church and to our thought for today. The thought for the day is drawing to a close at the end of this week, so this is our last visit to the Wells of Scripture. When we first visited the Wells in Genesis chapter 16, we found in that story three firsts in Scripture. The first well, the first pre-Bethlehem appearance of the Lord, and the first person to be named before their birth. And all these were given to a runaway slave girl, someone that society placed little or no value upon. Today I want to take you to the last well mentioned in Scripture, which is found in chapter 4 of John's Gospel. And it's the story of the woman at Jacob's well at Sychar. To get the full story, you need to read the first 42 verses of chapter 4. But for sake of time, I'll read just some of those verses. And start to read John chapter 4 and read from verse 3. He, that is Jesus, left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And the conversation then commences and continues down through when the Lord speaks to her of him providing a well of water that would spring up unto everlasting life, and also speaking to her then about the contrast between the Samaritan form of worship and the Jews. And we read again from verse 24. And he concludes by saying, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. And verse 39, And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Saviour of the world. John tells us in verse 4 that as Jesus left to go to Galilee, he must needs go through Samaria. Now, certainly that was the most direct route from Jerusalem to Galilee, but many Jews had such a contempt for the Samaritans that they preferred to take the longer route up the east side of the River Jordan to avoid, as they thought, possible contamination from the Samaritans. So it wasn't that there was no other way for Jesus to go, but that he chose to go through Samaria. And I believe he came this way purposely to meet this woman. We find at this well a woman who is despised by the local society. We can know that because she came to the well at noon, which is the hottest time of the day, just so that she could avoid meeting others from the town. In this account, we have the first recorded case of the Lord reaching out to someone outside of the Jewish people. He came and sat at the side of the well in the heat of the midday sun to wait and speak to this Samaritan woman, a despised woman of a despised nation. Do you ever feel that you are insignificant or that you don't matter? Has Satan been telling you that you could never do anything worthwhile for God? Then take heart this morning, because God specializes in using what others reject to achieve his purposes. As the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 to 29, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." The conversation between the Lord and this woman passes through a number of stages. There was her initial surprise that the Lord even spoke to her. Jews and Samaritans didn't mix at the best of times. And she was a Samaritan that quite possibly many of her own townspeople wouldn't want to be seen talking to. She focuses on the physical rather than her spiritual need. "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." The removal of her thirst would mean she wouldn't need to come to the well, and so have to face the contempt of her neighbours, rather than the healing of her soul. But it's the same today. The unsaved may ask for prayer when a loved one is ill or when they face some problem in life, yet rarely do they ever ask for prayer that they might come to know God's salvation. Then the lady tries the theological argument. "We Samaritans worship in Mount Gerizim, but you Jews say it must be Jerusalem." The "my religion is as good as yours" approach. And sadly, to many today still focus on their good works and their religious observances, rather than consider seriously what the Lord said to this woman. It's not religion, but true spiritual worship coming from an obedient heart that God seeks. When at length Jesus reveals he is the Messiah, she has heard enough to recognise the truth of his claim. And she doesn't argue, she doesn't doubt, but believes, and goes back into the town and tells everyone, "I've met the Messiah." Saved a few minutes and already an evangelist. So what was her message? "Come, see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And the result of her testimony was that many believed, but others came and listened to the Lord for themselves. And then they also believed and said in verse 42, "Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Saviour of the world." What a contrast between these despised Samaritans and the self-righteous attitude of the Jewish leaders. These people could recognise the truth of the Lord's word the first time they heard it, but the Jews could not get past their religious traditions, and so they missed their opportunity. How about you, unsaved listener? How often have you heard the truth about the Lord? Have you recognised yet that he is the Saviour of the world, and that he could be your Saviour? He wants to be. Or are you so caught up in religion and how good you are that you cannot and will not accept God's estimation of you? Romans 5 and 12 tells us, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Not just some, not just the drug addict or the drunkard, but all. Even the best of people need to repent of their sin and seek God's salvation. What would have happened if this woman had kept her news to herself? Would her neighbours have come to hear and to know the Lord? We can't know for sure, but isn't it so gracious of the Lord that he used a person who was scorned and despised by her neighbours to reach her community with the message of salvation? Satan will attempt to keep us from witnessing to others and tell us that with the sin in our past, God couldn't possibly use us. This woman had been married 5 times and was currently living in sin. Yet immediately upon her conversion, God used her to reach her community. Often we feel we cannot speak out for the Lord because we don't know our Bible well enough. This woman knew less than we do. Or we say we can't find the right words. This woman simply said, "Come see a man." Is not this the Christ? Today, God can still use those who are despised or rejected, if only they are willing to come and to serve him. Our land is full of fear today. Many are fearful of contracting the virus, others about health or work or family. God does not want his people to live in fear. So as our tour draws to a close, I want to leave some words to encourage you from Isaiah chapter 12 and some wells for you to enjoy. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2 says, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. And in verse 3 we're told, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Note verse 3 speaks of wells plural. God has an inexhaustible supply of blessing available just for you, child of God, to encourage you, to strengthen you, and to refresh your soul as you draw out of the wells of salvation. So don't delay. Let down your bucket today. Let's commit our day to the Lord in prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come this morning to thank you that you have provided everything for our need. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the Lord Jesus who brought it to us. And Father, we praise you that you have given us what we need to equip us to face each day. And so we commit this day to you and ask that you will be with us, that you will comfort and strengthen those who are going through times of difficulty. You will bless those who are weak in body and strengthen and sustain them. And Father, that you will help those of us who are your children to walk with you in a way that honours you and to tell others of your great love for them. And Father, for any who are listening in today who as yet have not put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, then we pray that they will recognise the truth that this woman recognised and that they will come and repent of sin and put their trust in the only one who can provide salvation. So Father, bless us today. Be with us. Undertake for us in all our need, we ask, in our Saviour's name. Amen. Thank you for joining me on my tour, and may God bless you and keep you today. Amen.